For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama has been keeping a relatively low profile since leaving office. He says the stakes now are too high to stay home and stay quiet. Speaking in Anaheim, California, he is helping support Democratic candidates in the November midterm elections.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out there and do this thing.
He says he came to energize Democrats into voting. Obama gave his endorsement to seven candidates who are trying to win in districts currently held by Republicans, and he urged Democrats to get to work.
You can feel people saying, oh, enough is enough. We're going to kick off our bedroom slippers. We're putting on our marching shoes.
He said he's hopeful that Democrats can win back the House. He said these were challenging times in an era of politics of fear, not politics of hope. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Just a few days from a possible landfall, Florence is gaining strength in the Atlantic. Officials in the Carolinas are already on emergency drills. Dennis Felkin is at the National Hurricane Center.
The risk of direct impacts to the southeast U.S. coastline continues to increase. However, given the uncertainty in the track and the intensity forecast at those long time ranges, it's still too early to determine the exact timing, location, and magnitude of those impacts.
Northern California firefighters are struggling to beat back the flames that have raced across 58 square miles near Mount Shasta. Progress is being made, but as the containment grows, so does the fire, so the official containment is near zero. A lot of the effort is protecting mountain homes. Roughly 300 people are under mandatory evacuation orders. The fire has also shut down about 45 miles of Interstate 5, forcing people to drive hundreds of miles to get around it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The founder and face of InfoWars gets banned from more social media platforms, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Far-right commentator and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his website InfoWars banned by Twitter, as well as from live streaming service Periscope. Jones and InfoWars were banned for, according to the company, violations of its abusive behavior policy. The decision coming a day after Twitter CEO and Jack Dorsey testified before Congress at a hearing that was also attended by Jones. And Periscope video showed Jones confronting CNN reporter Oliver Darcy after the hearing, and that reportedly prompted the company's decision to ban his accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the economy is strong. With more, here's John Clemens.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.